You're listening to Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG. Thanks for joining us online, kpcg.fm. Live link also at the trumpet.com. It's Monday, and this is Trumpet Radio Live. Dwight Falk and Abraham Blondeau with you here today. We've survived the weekend. At least I did. You broke your phone, though.
Yes, I did. Yeah. It's so lightweight in my pocket, I forgot it was there. My shirt pocket, and it slipped out when I was picking up some boxes.
One of the worst feelings in the world is when you see it falling and you can't grab it.
Yeah.
You're hoping it doesn't break, but your screen broke.
Yeah, or when it falls screen down and you have to pick it up and turn it over and see what happened. And those few moments of trepidation when you're turning it over is pretty bad.
Hoping that it worked out. But you know somebody that can fix it for you.
Yeah, my roommate, he's a computer programmer, and he knows a lot about devices. He built his own devices and that kind of thing, so he fixes a lot of people's broken screens all the time.
He builds his own devices. That's
yes.
Pretty general.
Yeah, well, the thing he built, he solders, and he knows how to wire different or rebuild computers. He built a thermostat for the attic that goes directly to his computer with the temperature readings every hour or something like that.
Huh.
And he built that just from scratch.
Wow. But the big question is, does he know where Pokemon is?
I haven't asked him, but I would venture that yes, he does.
He probably does. I actually saw two people yesterday that I believe were playing that game in Edmond, and they were kind of roaming around the streets looking at their phones and then kind of yelling back and forth to each other, and I was like, I wonder what they're doing, and I thought, oh, I bet they're playing that game. So I don't know if they were, but so it made me think. I told my wife, I said, you know, they should make a new game where you try to find the people that are trying to find the Pokemon.
Pokemon Stop.
Yeah,
Pokemon
Stop.
Go.
There you go. Become a very popular game. You don't even need a phone for it. You just walk around and look for people. Well, as you mentioned, the DNC is starting this week, the Democratic National Convention, and they got hit with the infamous WikiLeaks. Anything you email, they're gonna leak it if they feel that it's worth their time, and of course they're kind of specific in who they target, and so this was a big story over the weekend. They released a bunch of documents right before the DNC, and not good ones. Yeah, so there was a list here on this one website, and of just the links. They said, you know, you can look at these, this, this, and this. And I looked at the page, and I thought there was about, I don't know, 20 or something. And I thought that was it. And then there's a page break, and there's more. So there is a whole wide range of documents that have been released. Here are just some of the headlines, or what the documents are called. A DNC member killing horses for insurance money. It's not good. You don't want that out there. The DNC making fun of black women's names. It's not good, particularly when that's kind of a part of their base. DNC telling each other some derogatory comments in regards to homosexuals. It's another part of their base. So that's not in favor for them. DNC requesting a poll. They pull an MSNBC commentary segment. There's a lot in here where they're going to the media and saying, hey, don't say this. Hey, say this. So it does seem like a rigged system, as they're saying.
Right, yeah. It's especially when it comes to Bernie Sanders, from what I read, there's a lot of biased information out there that the Democratic Party was pushing against him and for Hillary. And, just a lot of things that maybe everyone kind of maybe accepts goes on in the background, but to have it published, you can read it, really does hurt them, I think. I'm not sure if the media will really jump on it, but I just remember a judge in Pennsylvania, I think he was fired because he made an off-color joke in an email, and somehow the press got a hold of it and he had to resign. He was more conservative. I mean, this is, I think, a lot more problematic than that, and it is just really interesting, the timing of it. And WikiLeaks, they just have a knack for releasing documents at the worst possible time for those involved, it seems.
it all gets back to Newman. You remember that character Newman from Seinfeld? He was the mailman. He said, when you control the mail, you control information. And it's true. When you control email links, you control information. Some of these other ones here. The DNC conspiring to create false Trump information and release with Reuters. And again, like you mentioned, it's not like I think anybody is surprised. Like, really? They're doing these types of things? But now it's just out there and you can't deny it. So it's going to be interesting to see how they try to address it. Probably just ignore it, I would guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, Hillary Clinton, I don't think she's held a press conference yet in 2016. And I read that about a month ago, so maybe she has since then. But, I mean, that's pretty telling if a candidate won't hold a press conference because they don't want to talk to the press. And that was before this.
Yeah.
Never mind. All this is just cannon fodder for the press if they choose to use it. And like you said, you can't deny it. You have to accept it and, I guess, try to figure out a way to rebound from it. But yeah, it's just kind of, she puts her even a tougher spot, I think, than she already was with the other email scandal and still Benghazi in the background and all these other things.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess if there's one positive, this new controversy pushes the other ones out of the headlines. A couple more here. Super PAC paying young voters to push back online Sanders supporters. So they're paying people to go out there and get some online negativity going. DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who I guess is stepping down, they have her having an off-the-record meeting in MSNBC, President Phil Griffin's office. Wonder what they were talking about. Probably just basketball.
Yeah.
Sports.
Probably Kevin Durant.
Yeah, probably. Probably something like that. DNC discussing Hillary's policies as unfeasible. That's not good. Sending emails back and forth like, well, this will never work. Another email showing $200,000 for a private dinner with Hillary. That better be some delicious food.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of cash, $200,000. I wonder what you talk about at those dinners. Policies, I guess. What you can do for me, I guess. That would be the conversation.
Yeah, usually I would assume that it's going there to arrange favors for one another. Yeah. I think that's usually what those are.
Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting. Like, do I pay here? Do I pay at the door after dinner? Do I tip for this? There's all kinds of questions I have about the $200,000 dinner.
I would want to be the waiter on that tip. If it's 10%, $20,000 for a meal, that's not bad.
Yeah, I'd have earplugs in. Yeah. Hear no evil. Don't know what's going on. Just delivering your food. They have another one. They're offering to send interns out to fake a protest against the RNC. It's just unbelievable. I mean, again, like you were saying, it's not that I think anyone thought this didn't happen, but now it's really out there. Faking outrage and posting some videos about it. They wanted to have a mole working inside the Sanders campaign. Well, there you go. They should have come to me. I've got some literal moles in my yard. They're working inside my lawn and garden. But I don't think that's what they meant.
No, they might have been just as effective, though. Who knows?
But the moles in my yard are very effective, let me tell you. They're doing some damage. They wanted to create a fake job ad for a Trump business to paint him as a sexist. I actually read that one because that was kind of highlighted over the weekend. And I couldn't believe that they were even thinking about it. It was clearly a ridiculous ad, and they were going to post it on Craigslist or something. Like, anybody would believe Donald Trump put that in there?
Well, and on Craigslist? Like,
I think he's got other options for getting employers or people to work for him. You know, and when I read that, though, I thought, you read the back and forth between these two people, and it reminded me of, like, middle school kids. Like, the way that they would kind of talk to each other and just their ideas. Like, yeah, let's do this. Like, are these adults?
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Well, what it does, too, is it completely undermines any Democrats' authority on anything, really, but on, like, moral high ground. But also, it makes American politics look like a laughingstock. I mean, and it is. I mean, if someone in another country read this and, like, this is how they get elected, is playing little games, putting fake ads on Craigslist, which 90% of everything on there is fake usually anyway.
Right.
But it is, it just makes America look like a bunch of children squabbling for the world's most powerful position.
Yeah, it's not like the great thoughts on government and policy that you would see from the founding fathers. It's nonsense. It's like children, and that's what the Bible talks about, children being the rulers.
Yeah, or even other great politicians in different countries, when things are like private letters are published. I mean, there's things in there that you didn't know about before, but usually it's still like profound, and it's usually they're concerned about security, or there's a lot more depth to their concerns, or they're laying out some moral principles that they're standing for, and that's why they're maybe seeking more extreme action, something like that. But even with this, I mean, just a bunch of ridiculous antics, really, that are being talked about, and it's just it really shows you the state of politics, and that how corrupted the system is, and not necessarily that it's rigged, but that there's a lot of unfair play that goes into it that really undermines the equality of someone running for an office.
Really interesting. So these are some of the WikiLeaks that are out there. That'll do it for us here on Trumpet Radio Live. For myself, Dwight Falk, and Abraham Blondeau, thanks for joining us today. Have a great rest of your Monday, getting back to work, getting back into the week, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. You're listening to Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG.